help. A one man's ceiling is another man's flaw. One man's ceiling is another man's flaw.
And that's what we're talking this morning here at Rosie on the House. Flooring at your house, home, castle, or cabin with our newest certified flooring installer, Bram Flooring, B-R-A-M, Bram Flooring, for the Phoenix metro area. We're here with founder and president Mitch Taylor, his production manager, Virgil Whitehead, and your daughter, Mitch, yep. Miss Riley. Riley, thanks for coming in and joining us. We appreciate you being here.
Riley, just say hi so the audience can. Just say hi. I got your mic on.
Hi.
There it is. All right. Talking flooring. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, as when I broke into the trades back in the 60s, it was in carpentry, nail bags and just pounding 16 penny sinkers. And then I kind of migrated into the lathing industry and the concrete finishing industry. And then I was actually in trim carpentry for a while. And that was the first time I got to be around floor covering guys. Usually I was on the job much earlier than that. And when I saw all that getting up and down and crawling on your hands and knees, I knew right away that was never going to be something that interested me, because there was nothing I hated more than installing baseboard.
Yeah.
So God bless your knees and your backs.
That getting up and down.
What knees?
Flooring guy's career is definitely limited.
They don't make knee pads big enough for me to get down and run a piece of baseboard anymore, ever. Yeah. No. So we're here talking flooring. If you've got questions, give us a ring. I want to talk a little about some of the trends we're seeing come and go. But we're a call-in talk show. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348, like Joanne in Scottsdale. Let's bring her into the conversation. Good morning, Miss Joanne.
Good morning, and thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet.
So I have Sauteo, which I love, and I'm not changing, but I also took carpeting out and stained concrete in bedrooms, hall, and living room. And although I really like it, it's too dark, and that's too very difficult to change. So my question is, I'm interested in the vinyl wood look, wood planks. Is that something that you can do in individual rooms and then have it match and do it step by step, as opposed to taking all the furniture out and leaving to go to a hotel and then getting it all done at the same time?
Joanne, that's a great question. Let me introduce you to Virgil Whitehead, the production manager, the guy in charge of getting it all put in at Bram Flooring.
Hey, how you doing? I think probably the biggest thing that you have to realize with Sateel is going to be your height differences. So take that into account, because that new vinyl plank flooring that you're talking about is quite a bit thinner than a Sateel finish would be. But otherwise, doing the rooms at separate times really wouldn't be an issue. The only thing I would recommend is, you know, trying to do as many as possible at once, because when you start doing single rooms, you actually enhance your labor costs, because the guys are making multiple trips and we don't want to charge them more than we have to. But these guys got to get taken care of for coming out, and then they come out a week later, and then they come out a week later. But it's not really a problem to do it separately. And we actually, to be honest, do that for a lot of clients. We do a lot of stuff in Sun City area where, you know, they have a fully furnished house and they have to live there. So it's impossible for them to move out. So we're pretty used to, you know, working around the client and trying to be accommodating in your home, you know.
Now, Joanne, how old is your Sauteo? Is it the old 6x6 or is it the larger Sauteo?
Oh, it's larger, and it's probably 25 years old, and it needs to be refinished, and I've already made arrangements for that. And I love it, and it's not leaving.
And
I have to move everything for that.
Yeah, right,
I'm gonna move everything for everything else.
I can sympathize with you. So, guys, what is that little transition strip we're going to put in between that, you know, 3/8 inch tall, half inch tall Sauteo and the 1/8 inch vinyl? How are we going to transition from keeping that becoming a toast stumper?
Well, it already sounds like it is, if she doesn't have a floor covering down there now. So it's going to raise a little bit. Now, with the vinyl planks, they are starting to come out. Cortec and Shaw both have some half inch vinyl planks and a 5/8 that's coming out. So it's going to transition a little bit higher for sautéel and travertine.
Okay.
Typically, we use what's called a T molding, but with that height difference, sometimes that T molding is just not going to work. So it's kind of like you have to be out there on site and figure out like what's going to work best for that, whether it's a baby threshold, a T molding, a reducer. It's got to have something, though. We just kind of determine that on site.
Well, this week's article in our e-newsletter out to homeowners talks specifically about the luxury vinyl plank flooring, because that seems to be the thing we're seeing in our remodeling company that people are going to more often than any other single product. Let's talk a little bit about that. One of the first questions I get when I'm out visiting with a homeowner that wants to do a remodel is they want to think that maybe they can install the flooring themselves. And then I start talking to my, yeah, well, you know, there's a, what are you going to do at the, what are you going to do at the door casing? What are you going to do at the door jamb? You guys have a very special way, a very special piece of equipment that does that and does that right. Let's talk about installing the luxury vinyl plank.
Yeah, well, the vinyl planks install just like a laminate floor. It's all click float. It has to go either underneath a baseboard or be trimmed with quarter round. I don't like to use the quarter round. I think it kind of dumbs down the look of the finish. But you could certainly do that. We also have a saw that we use to undercut jams so that it goes under and you don't see a cut or a caulking. That just looks unprofessional, in my opinion. And it is.
In my opinion, too. The do-it-yourself jobs are uptight against an existing baseboard that you can tell the baseboard's had 27 coats of paint on it and dog hair and the old carpet hair stuck on it. They didn't sand it. And then there's this honking finger wide caulk joint between the vinyl and the baseboard. You just think, oh man, there's a special saw that undercuts all that.
Yeah, correct.
And then you slide it right under. It looks like it's been there from day one.
Yeah, it looks like it's finished the way it's supposed to be.
And this vinyl planking, we're not adhering it to the floor.
No, it installs just like a traditional laminate flooring. It's all tongue and groove, lock, it floats, so it's not adhered to anything but each other and with the locking system.
And does it go, what I've seen, I think I've seen the vinyl plank go direct to the slab, but I've also seen them lay on a pad.
With the vinyl planks, they're all coming now with a pad attached, whether it's a cork back. Cortec has a cork back, which is 100% cork. A lot of these lower end products that you'll see will have a cork back, but it's got a lot of filler in it. So you're like maybe 20% cork, the rest of it's filler, and that filler breaks down from moisture in that slab, which is going to cause your cork, or what is typically or technically a little bit of cork, is going to fail on you.
And that pad, does it mastic down, or is it free floating?
Nope, it free floats. All that pad is really there for is for, it's a little bit of cushion, but it's got to do more with sound. It's with the vinyl planks being waterproof, you're not going to have that issue with moisture from your slab, because in Arizona that is a big problem. Most people don't understand how much moisture can destroy a floor.
And these are vinyl plank, vinyl through and through. It's not a vinyl veneer over engineered wood product.
Yeah, some of them are vinyl. Most of them are vinyl. They do have some stone-based products that actually have like limestone in the core for strengthening. But most of it's going to be a pure vinyl, yeah. Right.
So they really are waterproof.
Yeah, you can mop them. You don't have to worry about issues from moisture from your slab coming up and destroying it like you would a wood floor or even a laminate. That's why with a laminate floor you put an underlayment down, is to trap that moisture and push it out to the wall where this isn't going to affect it. When those vinyl planks first came out, they didn't have a pad attached, and you could sell them without that pad and lay them right on the floor. The problem that we found out right away when this stuff started becoming popular is when you would walk on that, if there was any debris on the floor, I mean, we're talking like a granule of sand, and you walked on it, you would hear that scratch underneath.
Wow.
So we quit doing that right away and started selling them. The pad is like kind of mandatory, not because it's going to protect for moisture, but because it's going to protect sound.
And there's lots of price variation, really in all flooring. You see these tile clearance warehouses that are selling tile for 69 cents a foot. and then somebody takes it home and tries it, does it themselves. And none of the corners are justified. None of the edges are true. And you're really dealing with a mess of a jigsaw puzzle putting it together. What are the grade differences of the vinyl plank?
So you get entry level just like in anything. For us, we're a Shaw Line dealers. We're part of the SFN network with them. They have entry level stuff that's great stuff. If you're looking at some of the things that like box store type products that are, you know, $1 a foot or $1.25 a foot. In my opinion, I'd stay clear of that and save your money up till you can afford something that's going to last. If it's a budget type thing, entry level is usually going to start about $2.50 a foot for the material, all the way up to $5 a foot, just depending on what you want for a floor. You know, whether it's a sizing, length, a realistic look. Mill levels, wear layers. Just depends on what you're looking for, what you can afford.
And there's a big variation in the look.
Exactly. Yeah.
Talk about the, like, if you wanted a wood look vinyl, just talk a little bit about the differences of what's available out there.
Okay. So like with an entry level, most of those are going to be sized at a 6x48 or 5x48. The newer stuff, and just like in this industry, it's ever evolving. You know, the tiles when they were 12x12, that was a big tile at one time.
Yeah, right.
13,
right.
8. I remember when 20s came out, I was like, these things are so heavy. they're gone. 20x20 tiles are just not there anymore. And it's the same thing with the vinyl planks. You know, when they came out, they were 5x48, 6x48. We've got stuff that's like 7 foot long by 9 inches wide, and it's got the graining that matches the embossing, and it, you can feel it, you can touch it, you can see it, and everything looks and feels like real wood. And so the more realistic that you're wanting to get, the more it's going to cost. You're paying for that. So the newer vinyl planks are just bigger, wider, more realistic, more shade variation to make it look like wood. And they also have, with the vinyl planks, we talk a lot about it being wood. We have stuff from Shaw on the Cortex side and on the Florte side that looks like tile. We've got tiles that are made of the same material that are 18 by 24 or 18 by 36. So
that's,
you can get that tile look.
That's the next up and coming.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. The waterproof laminates that look like wood have taken off so well that you're going to start to see the tile look-alike laminates are going to be the next thing that hits. We're starting to see some of those samples coming into the store now. We've had probably about 7 or 8 customers that have done them, and they look amazing. I mean, they really look good. So now you're talking about completely replacing the tile industry with a product that is holding up just as good and looks just as good. And nobody likes grout. So I think that we could all agree that everybody hates grout. Yeah. And this is now the industry's option for the people that want to get away from that, but still have a marble look or a tile look or a porcelain look. I mean, it's the industry has taken this product and adapted it to whatever they can to sell it. And it's working. I mean, it is the hottest, newest thing. We're seeing it everywhere.